Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly. And this afternoon, we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She is a consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome back to our show, Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good indeed. Now, our topic today, and I don't know, and this is it. See, I feel like maybe a lot of our listeners out there will be kind of like, really? In your workplace? But we're talking today about basically having aromatherapy scents in the workplace. And for me, it's just like, it's not a very crazy thing, because back in England, and I know for a fact in many parts of Europe, it's actually very, very normal to have aromatherapy scents around, and to actually have a masseur come and give people massages. I don't know, do you guys have that in Canada?
What's that? Some of the bigger companies do, or what they'll do is they'll give credits, and people might go on their lunch hours, to, like, especially in our big city of Toronto, and you can go and get a relaxing massage or after work. But there are benefits and a lot of health insurances that some companies have to take benefit of that, yes.
Wonderful. So let's
and
talk
also,
then.
People can bring in a portable chair massage.
Exactly. And that's what I was talking about, is that we back in England, I've seen in several companies where, you know, people will actually, well, not necessarily bring the massage, the table in, the portable ones, but they will actually go around to people at the desks, and they'll put like a screen around them and give them like a 5 minute head and shoulder massage,
right,
which is great.
There's so something like that they call Indian head massage that uses essential oils. Yes.
Exactly. So let's talk about ways and tips for being able to enhance the workplace with essential oils. First of all, what are the benefits of having the workplace with essential oils?
Well, the workplace is usually, it can be a place where there's a lot of stress, tension, high anxiety because of deadlines, phones ringing. Even today, you know, people are tied to phones. So essential oils can help you relax. Or if, say, you're having a day where it's an off day, you're just down a little bit, you can use energizing oils and perk yourself up. So it's sort of a choice of how you feel that day. And it depends how big your space is, what you might do. People often use a diffusing machine. They're usually electric. You just put a few drops of the oil that you want, or an oil combination, essential oil combination, and it diffuses out, you know, in steam and helps things.
Right. Now, a lot of the times when we think about the workplace, etc., what kind of emotions and situations would essential oils be useful for? So, for instance, like when we're thinking about the people at the work environment, what kind of emotions could they be going through where essential oils would help?
Well, you can be feeling quite, you know, words frazzled and tense. That's the day when people want you to do something right now. They need that done right now, or this solution right now. So you're really tense. So oils what you need then are calming oils. Mm-hmm. Ones such as lavender, cedarwood, geranium, sandalwood, melissa, rosewood, and chamomile. They help you stay calm, centered, and you get grounded, but without being spacey. If you smell one like clary sage, that can make you, that could get you what they call spacey.
Right.
But lavender and the chamomile are very, very good for calming tense situations. So what you can do there is, you know, for yourself, just maybe try and slip away for a few minutes to a break room or the bathroom or stairwell, and or if that's out, maybe even outside, and mm-hmm. just you could have your little mixture in a bottle with a stopper on it, an inhaler, or even a tissue or a little cotton ball soaked with the oil. So that, and you just sniff that for a little bit, and maybe even do a, think of an affirmation to calm yourself down, and that will help a lot.
That's right.
One, or you could feel, there's days when you feel sleepy. You know, you get into work, and you've gotten up early, and maybe the night before you didn't sleep all that well. So you think, how am I going to get through the day? So rather than get that jolt of caffeine that gets you, gives you a quick high, and then it brings you down again, you need some mentally stimulating oils, I would think. It's for mental clarity and to stimulate yourself, and use oils such as rosemary, peppermint, mm-hmm. I love peppermint, lemon, basil, ginger, and cypress. So these they can help with fatigue, and say you've got that, you just can't focus that day.
Right.
And that helps a lot. So again, you use a diffuser or mm-hmm. keep an inhaler handy with this, you know, mixture in there of one of them.
Wonderful. Now, I want to find out with the first one, for instance, like say, for instance, if you're feeling frazzled and tense, how long after you actually are able to pull yourself away and to actually, you know, inhale the different calming oils, how long does it take before it will take effect on you?
Oh, very quickly. Because as soon as you inhale these things, it gets into, like you're through the skin or smelling into what they call the limbic system that goes immediately to the brain. So within minutes, it's going to start helping, say, if you're feeling frazzled, to help perk you up and cheer you up.
Okay. So I hear so often about people who are, for instance, you know, they have to give, they're either at a board meeting or they have to, you know, they're somewhere when they have to give a speech or whatever it is, or, you know, they're showing a new product and they have to talk about it and they can get frazzled.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, are these times that if they had even like a tissue or something with this and they just pretend to blow their nose or something, it would pretty much have an effect immediately on them?
Yes, definitely.
That's one. Right.
I mean, with a tissue, you could be fairly discreet and just take a sniff and somebody would just think maybe you're just going to sneeze or something, you know, so you just take a calming, you know, inhaling.
Right. All right. And I wanted to find out, I'm trying to see, what is good, because when we're talking here about being mentally stimulated and you're saying about not getting enough rest the night before, what is good for something? Because I have to say, like, and the only reason I mention this now is because my little one, she's, you know, a little bit under the weather. So, of course, if you can imagine, when they're not well, mummy doesn't get that much rest. So what is good to stimulate me? Because I'm thinking about myself personally right now. If I don't have like a good night's sleep, which I haven't been having for the past couple of nights, what's good to keep me on top of my game?
Well, you might like an uplifting and very cheering oil. Any, like, mm-hmm. citrus oils would help. Those would
okay.
be lemon, orange, mandarin, lime, grapefruit, and bergamot. Now, personally, I like grapefruit. It gets you just inhale that, and it helps to really wake you up. And if you want your creative juices to get flowing, try some more citrus ones, such as neroli, sweet orange, and cardamom. We cook with cardamom, but it's also a lovely essential oil. And they can help with creativity and inspiration. And again, to use that, you can use a diffuser, an inhaler, or with a spray, perhaps.
Right. Okay. And none of these have like an effect where, do any of them have any side effects? And when I say side effects, I just mean like, do any of them make you feel like lethargic, or because, you know, you always hear about like, if you take this prescription, do not drive or, you know, use certain equipment. So do any of these, are any of these good for the office, but maybe not so good if you're going to, I don't know, a meeting or you have to do something that's super important. So it's anything that you should try and avoid because it'll make you a little too relaxed.
Not really. I wouldn't say no. No.
Okay. So they're all good. All right.
Now, some of them, the stimulating ones, if you're prone to, you know, a heart condition or high blood pressure, I would research and some of the stimulating ones before I'd use that. Or, you know, even consult with a qualified aromatherapist or herbalist.
Right.
I don't want, I'd want to say off the top of my head because certain ones might, but definitely some of the stimulating ones you might not want to use.
Right.
Because it could be too stimulating.
Right. Right. Okay. So far we've got the feeling frazzled and tense, and the mentally stimulating oils, and then the uplifting, cheering oils, which is what I think I need. Very quickly, and this is a very important one to me because air purifying oils, because I'm like, when you're out and about, that's an important one, especially in any environment where you're sharing your space with other people.
Right.
What are good oils to use for air purifying?
Oh, definitely a good one would be lemongrass or a lot of the citrus ones. Mm-hmm. Peppermint. Again, that's stimulating, but it's such a lovely fresh smell. That does help to purify the office environment.
Wonderful. Okay. I want to take a very, very quick break here before we go any further, Cheryl. But for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest today is Cheryl Strickland, and she is the consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please go visit her website, which is www.aromasense.ca. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
Hello, all. Cheryl Davies here. Sometimes we can feel stuck and we aren't sure who to talk to. Who can we talk to that wouldn't judge? A success strategist coach, that's who. Reach out to me through my website, thepassionmotivator.com. That is thepassionmotivator.com. And together we will renew the passion in your business, relationships, and outlook on life. I'm Cheryl Davies, your success strategist coach.
Have you been injured in an auto accident and need transportation to and from your medical appointments? KMW Transportation is located and services the Metro Detroit area. Owned and operated by Shaquana Ford, KMW Transportation Company provides reliable, affordable service guaranteed to get you to and from your destinations on time in a clean and smooth and safe manner. Do you need to get up and go? Call for your car service directly at 313-293-0234. Or by email at quantamarie2015@gmail.com. That's 313-293-0234 or quantamarie2015@gmail.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful guest today is the head consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome back Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back, Cheryl. So you were explaining to us earlier on about basically being able to use aromatherapy oils in the workplace, and you were talking to us about oils for feeling frazzled and tense, oils for basically getting you through the day if you have not had enough rest the night before, oils to get rid of maybe funny smells, oils basically to help you not feel blue or, you know, not have enough inspiration for the day. And the last one, which I loved, was airborne bacteria, because I, anytime there's a lot of people around, I always worry.
Because you don't know.
It just takes a couple of sneezes and stuff. Now, I want to talk about very quickly, aromatherapy can boost your business, right? Now, what is it about the scent of sense memory and the smell of something? What is it? How does that help to boost your business?
Well, if you have a smell that is very, brings a good memory to you, that's going to, you could sit and think about it, maybe even smell the scent, and it's going to get things, you'll feel much, much more positive and ready to go at things. I especially love for things, and it's going to, I'd like stimulating ones like the lemon, bergamot, especially peppermint.
And that
peppermint helps you to concentrate. So that's definitely good for when you're trying to get down to business and get things done.
Right. And I assume potentially when other people, if they're visiting your facility, your office space, etc., it must be great for them as well, because they probably now are leaving in a good mood, depending on what kind of scent is around there.
Right. It's different than, you know, heavy cloying perfumes that you go in somewhere and it hits you in the nose and it irritates you. These are lovely, clean, fresh smells that just perk a person up. And I love going in an office or somewhere that smells fresh and lovely. It cheers me up and makes my mood much better.
Right. Now, there apparently are different office scents that you can have for different times of the day. So in the morning, what is a good pick-me-up apart from a nice big cup of tea in the morning for the people in the office?
Well, definitely, your citrus oils, the lemon and the orange, mandarin, and clove. Clove oil is a lovely smell. I love that. That perks me right up. And again, peppermint. You can't really go wrong with peppermint because it hits. A big burst that hits you, and well, you either like peppermint or you don't. I find that, like, I make soaps and sell them, and some people like it and they don't, but I really recommend that myself.
Okay.
And also the juniper ones, like one like cypress berry, that's a lovely, lovely smell.
Right. And that's the thing is, and I feel also if you go somewhere and in the start of the day, because I'm a firm believer that pretty much how you start the day is really how it's going to be for the rest of the day. You know, so if you started off on a high, it's going to be good for the rest of the day. So I'm sure that if you come into an office and you have a nice scent around you that picks you up and makes you feel good, that's probably how it's going to be for the rest of the day. But then you always, no matter how good you are, afternoon comes around. And then all of a sudden you can hear like, you know, watch people yawning or try not to yawn, etc. Because, you know, so what do you do at in the afternoon when it's like our bodies are like, it's siesta, baby?
Well, again, you're going to have to get a nice, positive, uplifting type of oil. And this is where I recommend maybe something a little bit different. Try lemongrass. Again, the clove helps because it's a lovely, spicy, warm aroma, and it just spices up your whole office. Let's see what and with the lemongrass, that's going to make your office makes feel awake and aware with such a lovely natural earthy oil.
Right.
And another surprising one is rosemary also. So it's very uplifting and it's very stimulating to the mind.
Right. And that's the thing is I love the smells of rosemary. I love the smell of herbs in general. So, I think that's what it is. There's something about it. It's relaxing, but yet it's warming as well.
Yes, very.
Now the evening, and this is so important because people keep forgetting that if you have a good night's rest, you're going to start off the next day in on a high. So what is good at the end of the day? What's, you know, what aromas are good? What aromatherapy oils are good at the end of the day to help you unwind and relax and to mostly help you have a good night's sleep?
Well, you want things that are going to, you know, calm you down. It's surprising, but there's frankincense, mm-hmm. there's clary sage, there's lavender, there's chamomile, and patchouli is very, very nice. These smells, you can combine them, and that helps reduce anxiety, stabilize your emotions, slow your mind that could be racing around, and it revitalizes your body and mind.
Wonderful. Now, I want to find out from you, say, for instance, there's a new company or a company that's been, I don't know, taken over by a larger company, etc. And their people are in a state of maybe not feeling comfortable. Maybe they're anxious because they don't know if they're going to keep their jobs or if they're going to lose them or if there's a sense of unhappiness, etc. What is a good sense for that to have a happy, uplifting environment, but yet maybe calming as well?
Well, definitely, I would say there's one that's called black pepper is good, lemon, another citrus, bergamot. Again, peppermint, that's stimulating your mind. You can also put lavender in there. That's going to, you know, just calming all, you know, through the day. Those are several of them.
Right. Because and that's the thing is, I feel like with people, I think the biggest thing with me is like, because I love my essential oils, and I have to say I have some upstairs already, and I think for me the most important thing is like I try and find out like a handful of oils that you can have, you know, in your home that will serve the purpose for pretty much everything, whether it be at home, whether it be in the car, whether it be at work, etc. And you know, I have like your typical ones, like I have the orange, the lemon, the the lavender and stuff like that. So what would you say were the top 10 oils that maybe people can have and just turn to for multiple reasons?
Well, definitely, I'm not going to put them in any alphabetical order, but of course, lavender is number one. Mm-hmm. Rose is a lovely one. That really, you know, the lovely smell helps you to calm down. I would say citrus oils like bergamot, the lemon, lime, and definitely peppermint. And another one that's sort of like rose is geranium. It's a lovely mood lifter. And when you smell that, you get a feeling of spring flowers on dreary days. That's the connotation that I get from it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the clove oil is lovely. And cinnamon. Cinnamon is very, very, perks you right up. So I would say those are very good.
Right. Because I have to say, because I do, I do love things, you know, like the oils in a sense. And the one thing I'm trying to do right now is, but the problem is I don't, the oils, and I love that, but I don't like, you know, when you go to the chemist and you buy like the sprays for the rooms, etc. I don't like any of them because I just think, honestly, I feel like sometimes I can't breathe from it because, and this is not by me spraying a lot, just by spraying a little bit, I find that they're very, very, I don't know. It just basically clogs up my lungs, I feel like. And that's the good thing about
the chemicals. It's the chemicals in there and the perfumes that are not pure essential oils. So that it's just an assault on your senses, really.
Right. Absolutely.
You can make your own what they call a toilet spray or a room diffusing. You just get a small spray bottle. Put some. Mm-hmm. The best thing to have is water. Especially maybe water that's been purified, mm-hmm. and just put a few drops of some essential oils that you like, one or two, and then when you're going to use it, just shake the bottle up to disperse the essential oils into the water, and then spray. I use that all the time in my bathrooms, and it's great, especially like peppermint and lemon.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much. Unfortunately, for all our listeners out there, we have actually come to the end of our show for this afternoon. But I just want to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Cheryl Strickland, and she's the consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please visit her website, which is www.aromasense.ca. You can also email her at aromasense@live.com, or alternatively, give her a call. The phone number is 519-686-2691. And again, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon, Cheryl. An absolute pleasure as always.
All the same here. I've enjoyed talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.